astonishing, downright astonishing. This shita of the Ra'ah is incredibly astonishing. Let me give you some background information so that you can appreciate why this shita of the Ra'ah is so incredible. The Gemara talks about pegimos in a sakin, a knife which has a bump or an indentation in it. And the simplest way to understand why a sakin with a certain type of pegima is not kosher for shechita is because we're worried that the bump, which has sharp angles, is going to tear the simonim, it's going to tear the windpipe and the food pipe of the animal, rather than smoothly cutting it in half. And that bepashtos, the Gemara has a whole list of pegimos, of bumps and holes in the knife, which render the knife disqualified for shechita. Bepashtos, all of those pegimos are disqualified because we're concerned either with absolute certainty or with a very good certainty, or with reasonable certainty, that these bumps and holes are going to rip the simonim instead of smoothly cutting the simonim. And on the other side, the Gemara has a list of pegimos which are not posel the sakin, which don't disqualify it. And again, simply speaking, those pegimos which do not render a knife disqualified for shechita are ones which the Gemara understands there to be a reasonable probability that they will not tear the simonim. And hence, the entire discussion back and forth in the Gemara, according to this opinion, which is the opinion of the Rashba and of Rashi, is a question about the probability and the likelihood that a particular bump or hole in the knife is going to cause the simonim to be ripped instead of smoothly cut. Now listen to this Shitas HaRa'ah and see why it breaks this assumption and why it must be arguing on this interpretation of the Gemara. The Gemara has a shayla about a knife which is damyo lisasa. It's similar to a certain type of reed of a sasa. So what's the shayla? Pashtos, according to Rashba and Rashi, whom we mentioned earlier, the shayla is, it has a certain type of indentation. The question is, does this indentation, will it cause the simonim to be torn? Or, in contrast, will it smoothly cut the simonim without tearing them? But the Ra'ah says that that's not the shayla of the Gemara. What's the Gemara shayla, says the Ra'ah? When you sharpen a knife, so there's very often something like a little thread of metal that comes off the edge of the knife. And this thread of metal has pegimos, it has holes and bumps. And the thread of metal usually stays attached to the knife, but not for long. Usually this thread of metal falls off the knife very soon after the sharpening process is completed. And the shayla of the Gemara is whether this type of metal thread, if it was present, if it was still attached to the knife when the shechita took place, does it render the shechita invalid because it's still attached to the knife? Or does it not interfere with the kashrus of the shechita because we anticipate that it will imminently fall off the knife? This is the Ra'ah's interpretation of the Gemara's shayla, dumya l'sasa amai. And hence, the Ra'ah's interpretation of the Gemara's tshuva to the shayla, the Gemara's response, namely, that a knife which is dumya l'sasa is kosher for shechita, necessarily must be understood as telling us that a shechita with a knife which is smooth, but which has this bumpy thread still attached to it, is still a kosher shechita. Frek the Rashba. The Rashba has the following question on the Ra'ah. And as we ask the Rashba's question, think to yourself how consistent this is with the Rashba's overall approach to interpreting the sugya of pegimos. What's the Rashba's question? Given that any pegima, or almost any pegima, is going to rip and tear the simonim rather than smoothly cut the simonim, What difference does it make whether the pagima is on the knife itself or whether the pagima is on a little metal thread which is imminently going to fall off the knife? In the end of the day, if it's a pagima capable of ripping the simanim, the shechita should be psula. And if the pagima is incapable of ripping the simanim, the shechita should be kshera. But the attachment, the chibur, of this thread which is pagum to the knife which is smooth should not have any bearing on the shaila. The Rashba phrases his question more forcefully. He says, presumably, the Ra'ah is even discussing a pagima which has a capability of tearing the simanim. Ve'im kain, how can the Gemara conclude that a shechita with a knife, with a thread, with a pagima is kosher? Won't the pagima rip the simanim? How should we understand the Ra'ah's response to this Rashba? The Ra'ah doesn't respond. The Rashba has a last word. Because we know the Rashba wrote a sefer called Toras Habayis. Talked about a lot of halachos, shechita, nida, many other halachos as well, that are relevant every day in the Jewish home. Toras Habayis, the Torah of the house. And there are all wrote comments and attacks on the Toras Habayis, and he titled them Bedek Habayis, which most people think means searching the house for its weak points. But I think also Bedek Habayis possibly means the hole in the house, the weakness in the house. Because when we talk about Bedek Habayis in the context of Kodshim, in the Psukim that we read in the Haftorah of Pesach, Bedek Habayis in that context means the flaws, the weaknesses, the holes of the house. So Bedek Habayis may not be the search of the house, it may mean the floor of the house, because the Ra'ah's purpose was to point out the flaws in the Rashba's reasoning. But the Rashba wrote a response to the Ra'ah's Bedek Habayis called the Mishmeres Habayis, the guardian of the house, the guarding of the house, in which he uses very, very sharp language in responding to the Ra'ah. And therefore the Rashba has the last word, because the Ra'ah did not have an opportunity to respond to the Rashba's Mishmeres Habayis. So the question of the Rashba on the Ra'ah, which I presented to you, is from the Sefer Mishmeres Habayis. And the Ra'ah didn't have an opportunity to respond. So let us respond for the Ra'ah. What will we answer for him? I think the answer is as follows. The Ra'ah probably does not subscribe to the Rashba's interpretation of most of the sugya of Pegimos. The Rashba believes that all of the pagimos which are psulos necessarily will rip the simanim rather than smoothly cutting them. And that's why they're pasul, because for sure they're going to rip the simanim. For the Ra'ah, however, I believe that the reason that a sakin with pagimos is psula for shechita is not necessarily because there's a realistic probability, a strong probability, that the pagimos will rip the simanim instead of smoothly cutting them, but rather the reason that such a knife is possible for shechita is because of a potential gzeiras hakasov or gzeiras chachamim akin to the psul of mechubar. There's no logical reason, right, that we can think of very easily why a sakin, a knife attached to the ground, should be disqualified for shechita. But the Torah tells us, according to Rebbe, that such a knife is pasul. Good. The Rabbanon say maybe according to Rebbe Chia that it's pasul for gzera, to this, to that. But according to Rebbe, there's a gzera sakasav, a pasuk, which says that a knife which is mechubar is psula for shechita. And our Gemara tells us, how do we know minayin lebedika sakin min haTorah? What's the source for the obligation for a shochet to check his knife before performing the shechita? And the Gemara answers because it says, "Ushchatem bazeh ba'achaltem," that Shaul's soldiers showed him a knife before they performed the shechita with it, and that tells you that there's an obligation to always show the knife before shechita. And the Gemara goes on and says, "Wait a second, because a pagima, a hole in the knife, would render the shechita psula, so you have to check the knife from svara. You don't need a pasuk for this. From svara that you have to check the knife in order to prevent the animal from becoming a trefa or a nevela in the process of shechita. Because if there's a hole in the knife, it'll make the animal a trefa or a nevela. It's not going to be a kosher shechita. And therefore the Gemara answers, okay, so really what this pasuk is a source for is for the obligation to show the knife to a chacham, and really the source is not the pasuk, it's a gzeira derabanan, mishum kavod chachamim, and the pasuk is an asmachta ba'alma. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. However, the Maharatz Chayos brings down from, I think it's the Smag or the Bahag, one of the early Sifrei HaMitzvos, that he doesn't have the last part of the Gemara. All he has in the Gemara is, how do we know that you've got to check a knife? Because it says, Ushchattem bazeh va'achaltem. Period. End discussion. Okay. So, that's a different girsa in the Gemara. And we have to ask ourselves, why wasn't the Gemara bothered by the question, which appears in our girsa of the Gemara, by the question of, it should be a svara that you've got to check the knife, because if it has a hole, it'll passel the animal. Our Gemara was bothered by that question. Why is a Maharatz Chayos' girsa in the Gemara not bothered by that question? And I believe the answer may be the following. It works very nicely with the opinion of the Ra'ah, that there are many, many holes which will not cause the simonim to be torn. There are many holes which, even after they pass over the simonim, will leave the simonim smoothly cut rather than torn. Nevertheless, those holes disqualify a knife because of a gzeiras hakasuv ushchattem bazeh va'achaltem. The knife must be checked, smooth, perfect, or nearly perfect, in order for shechita to be kshera. Just like if it's mechubar, everything can go fine, and it's still kosher because the type of knife used was not a halachically valid knife. If it's a knife with a hole, even if the action of cutting was perfect, we say the knife was not halachically valid, and therefore it's psula. Not because it tore the simonim. That's a problem in the action, in the maisa hashchita. Here we're talking about the sakin hashchita. Sakin hashchita has certain halachos. If it does not match, if it does not meet the criteria established by those halachos, it renders the shechita invalid, even if everything else about the shechita was perfect. So maybe there are all holds that the reason that a pegima is poseles the shechita, the reason that a sakin pogom is not valid for shechita, is not because of the realistic probability that it will rip the simonim, but rather because an imperfection will render the knife possible, just like attachment to the ground renders a knife possible midiraisa according to Shitas Rebbe. And we have one raya to this, because the Gemara discusses how people will be bodik with the sun, with water, with their fingernail, with their skin on the edge, on the sides, many different types of bedikos. And there are all points out that some of these bedikos are better than other bedikos. Some of these bedikos are likely to catch a pegima, which is incapable of ripping the simonim. And the question is, according to the Rashba, why were these extra careful bedikos performed? If a different, easier bedika is capable of catching the smallest hole, which might rip the simonim, why do you need to do such a fine bedika as to catch even holes which will not rip the simonim? And there are all answers that there's an inyan of shechting with the sakin yafe, the perfect knife, even if a pegima is not going to rip the simonim, it still renders the sakin mechur, not yafe. It's not a perfect knife anymore. And that, on a lechatchila level, may invalidate the shechita. And that's why the Amirayim did bedikos, they checked their knives. They checked their knives with very, very careful and difficult and painstaking checkings to find even holes which would not render the shechita psula, because they wanted a perfect knife. Based on this, I think, fits in with the Ra'ah's overall approach, that even those pegimos which do render the shechita psula need not do so because they rip the simonim, but rather may do so because they are monstrous imperfections in the knife. Just like attachment to the ground is a monstrous imperfection and renders a knife disqualified for shechita, a big hole or a big bump is a monstrous imperfection, according to the Ra'ah, which will render the knife psula for shechita. But postscript, this opinion of the Ra'ah is not accepted. It's not the mainstream opinion of Rishonim. Indeed, the Ra'ah himself seems to not consistently apply this. He wavers back and forth because it's very, very mechudosh to say such a thing. And it's much safer to just go with the Rashba Shita. So the Ra'ah incorporates many times in his commentary, his interpretations of the Gemara, he subscribed to the Rashba Shita. And only under some circumstances does he make comments which reflect this other potential Shita which he holds. And that's why it's an astonishing Ra'ah, both in terms of its novelty quality and also because of the fact that the Ra'ah himself doesn't seem willing to uniformly apply this Shita.